CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper. Gene, Small Business Saturday. What will this tell us about where we are in recovery?
Yeah, it's a big day, John. So, you know, it's a week from this Saturday. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday, you know, guys, most people are familiar with it now. You know, it was just a marketing campaign that was launched by American Express. When people come in, they would give you a discount if they used the American Express card. It has exploded into really what has become a national holiday and a barometer of the holiday season for small businesses. This year, it's very unique, John, the Small Business Saturday, and the reason has to do with supply chain. I wrote a piece for the Philadelphia Inquirer this past week about the small businesses in the Philadelphia area. I talked to about, you know, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them. And they're all really gearing up to special efforts for Small Business Saturday because they're not sure they're going to have inventory to sell after Small Business Saturday. Many of them I spoke to were still waiting on supplies to arrive. Small businesses around the country are facing competition from Walmart and Macy's and Target and Amazon and all the big brands out there that are snapping up the supplies. I heard just somewhere, I forget, I should tell you, one of the stores were actually like renting out their own ships to transport goods. You know, can you imagine? So that's what small businesses are up against. So they're kind of in last in line when it comes to getting their inventory sent to them, and they're concerned. So this Small Business Saturday, they are bumping up their promotion. They're doing everything they can to get people in their stores. They're having pop-up events outside of their stores in the lobbies of their building or on their main streets. They're doing special community affairs. They're doing special discounts because they want to sell what they got because they're not sure that when, you know, we get into mid-December whether or not they're going to have the items there to sell or not. My takeaway, though, is this. To support your local small businesses, and if you're running a small business, the key this holiday season is going to be gift cards. It was a thing with restaurants and merchants during COVID, and it's just as important this year. If you're short on supply and there's something that you really want, get a gift card from the store. That way, you know, you can still give a gift to your loved one, and the business owner gets the money. And when the inventory comes in sometime in February or March of 2026, 2027, just kidding, you know, then you can go and use that gift card and redeem it. So sell gift cards if you're a small business owner.
I'm uncertain, Gene, if it's good news that our children have discovered credit. I can't tell. When we discovered credit, we ran up our credit cards and everybody got in trouble. That was the 1970s. Now the report you provide is that Gen Z has discovered credit. The millennials, they're too far gone. They're already serious shoppers. But Gen Z, here we go again. Is this good news, Gene?
Well, it's good news for retailers. So they can sell their goods. But the thing that they're realizing, the big hot thing for retail this year, and it will be for the next few years, and by the way, this can affect you if you're running a store during Small Business Saturday in the holiday season, is buy now, pay later, John. And what cracks me up about this is you remember when, layaway plans, right? I mean, your mom and dad would go and buy a set of dining room furniture and, credit cards weren't big back in that day, so they would get a layaway plan, right? They would pay it off over 6 months or whatever. That was a common thing when I was a kid. Then they kind of went away with the explosion of credit cards. People would be like, well, just put on the credit card and that'll be that. But they're getting smarter now. They realize they put something on a credit card and they pay 17, 18, 19% interest. If, you know, it's not a layaway plan. It's a way where you're really paying a lot extra for the stuff you're buying, which is why buy now, pay later programs are coming back to small businesses around the country. And there are a lot of companies and services that are now offering this to their retail clients so that you can say to these Gen Z buyers, the millennials, you don't need a credit card and you're smart not to want to pay 19% interest. If you sign up for a buy now, pay later plan, you can still buy what you want to buy and then you'll pay it off over the next 3, 6, 9 months with a much lower interest rate than what you would pay if you did it on a credit card. Particularly good for people that can't get credit cards as well. So big demand for buy now, pay later types of financing, and I think that's going to be a trend going forward.
The great resignation continues. What is a CRM, Gene?
So, John, a CRM is a customer relationship management system, and many businesses are familiar with CRMs. It's a $40 billion industry. The leaders are like Salesforce.com, Microsoft Dynamics, Zoho, and a number of others. Well, you know, I wrote in Forbes, I've been obsessed, John, and we've talked about this, about how the cost of technology has come down such that even the smallest of companies are buying robots and machines and drones and autonomous carriers for their place of business, and they're eliminating employees because those machines don't require health insurance. They actually come to work. You have to search for them for all the reasons that people want to have, you know, technology. And now I'm seeing the same thing with CRM technology, because CRM technology automates sales process and automates marketing and automates service, because it uses artificial intelligence to do that. And I'm seeing more and more of my clients investing in these CRM applications to do things automatically so that their salespeople don't have to do them, which means they don't need as many salespeople, or they don't need as many service or even marketing people as well. So it's not just the robots that are replacing employees. It's technology that uses artificial intelligence like CRM applications. And I really hope that workers understand this, that when they're making demands, when they're demanding to stay at home, when they're not coming into work, or if they're, you know, they're not responding to interview requests, or if they do take a job, they're making excessive demands of their employers and costs that are involved. More and more employers are saying, well, thank you very much. No need to have you come to work anymore. I'm going to replace you with technology. And for salespeople, service people, marketing people, those CRM systems are replacing them, and they better be aware that this is happening.
Small business, very sensitive to two things, regulation and taxes. And you write a column for the Washington Times identifying a driver for the recent success in Virginia of a candidate who, after all, represented himself as a small business Republican. Taxes and regulation, is that a constant worry for small businesses right now, or has it always been here, Gene?
No, it's always been and will continue to be. And, you know, it's funny, John, you have been so kind over the years and smart, in my opinion, to realize the importance of small businesses in this country. You always say the business of America is small business. Well, there are 30 million small businesses in this country. There are, you know, 6 million of them that employ workers that make up more than half of the workforce. And just to give you an example of the power of that voting block is Virginia, which also has, you know, hundreds of thousands of small businesses in the state, more so that probably, made the difference, in my opinion, because of the number of people they employ, about 1.5 million in just the state of Virginia, I think made a big difference in Glenn Youngkin's, election victory to become Virginia's governor. And the reason why was because Youngkin focused on the things that are important to small businesses. Yes, education and other social issues resonate with a lot of voters, but businesses want, you know, lower taxes, or at least reasonable taxes, and they want less regulations, and they want the government to have an attitude that's supportive of them and less combative when it comes to their labor force.
Less regulation and fewer taxes. Is that the formula for small business? That's it.
It is. And so I think that's why Youngkin was driven to victory. I think small businesses in his state played a big part in that.
Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.